With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's held them in big cities, and as was the case yesterday, former President Trump has held rallies in small towns. Mr. Trump visited the town of Southwest borough of Smithton in Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump telling his audience that his opponent's policies are all wrong for America.
Kamala Harris is the tax queen, and she's coming for your money, she's coming for your pensions, and she's coming for your savings, unless you defeat her in November and want to take away your guns. Remember that. Always remember that.
Harris will make her case to Pennsylvania when she visits the battleground state tomorrow. She may also pay a visit to the southern border, according to sources cited by CNN and The New York Times. After not one but two attempts on former President Trump's life, Senator Marco Rubio voicing doubts about the FBI's ability to investigate in an unbiased way the incidents.
Senator Rubio told CBS he trusts rank-and-file FBI agents to do their jobs as they investigate the two assassination attempts, but said he's not so sure about mid-level and upper-level management. Citing what he called the Bureau's history, Rubio noted that multiple people in the FBI faced charges or were fired for misconduct for the way they handled issues regarding then-candidate Donald Trump just 8 years ago. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, determined to secure its northern reaches, Israel continues to hit Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon.
Israel's military says it will do whatever is necessary to push Hezbollah away from Lebanon's border with Israel. The two countries have been trading fire since the Israel-Hamas war began. On Monday, Israel launched hundreds of airstrikes in southern and eastern Lebanon.
It's correspondent Charles Della Desma. Tropical storm and hurricane watches up for parts of Florida. Things could get dicey later Wednesday or Thursday. On Wall Street, Dow futures 10 points higher. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The pro-life movement has a losing streak going on abortion-related ballot measures at the state level. So far, seven states, including conservative Kansas and Kentucky, have enshrined abortion in their constitutions. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says pro-life people don't wear rose-colored glasses. We know we have a huge task ahead of us. Nine more states will consider constitutional amendments enshrining abortion in the November 5th election. This is SRN News. The Biden administration says it's out to close a national security loophole in a couple of years.
The Commerce Department is seeking a ban in the U.S. on autonomous and connected vehicles that are equipped with technology from China and Russia. The Biden administration says it's a matter of national security. It's proactively drafting rules to ban software and hardware for self-driving autos from Russia or China, starting with the model year 2027. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says, with all the technology on these vehicles, like microphones, cameras, and Bluetooth, personal data about drivers could be revealed, like where their children go to school. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Latest government research concludes about 4 in 10 Americans are obese. The overall rate hasn't changed much in the past decade, although the rate of severe obesity is increasing. More details at SRNnews.com.